Thank you to Harvest ETFs for sponsoring today's video. What is going on, you guys, and welcome back to the channel. Today we're going to be talking about the tech sector. We're going to do a little bit of an overview and take a look at what has been driving this sector. Then what we're going to do is we're going to dive into an investment idea that just might get you the exposure that you're looking for if this is of interest, especially if you're an investor that is seeking income or yield. Now, I want to start with a little bit of an overview on this market of the tech sector. And we just wrapped up earnings season not long ago, about a month ago, with some exciting numbers from the biggest tech companies out there. Now, the term that you are probably very well familiar with is, of course, the Magnificent Seven. This is the newly coined group of stocks that have very much been driving the market. Companies like Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla, okay? So essentially two new additions to the formerly known FANG stocks that we categorized it. If you were following the earnings season recently, you have an idea of how these companies are performing. Meta had a great earnings report. Revenue of $40 billion, up from $32 billion in the previous year. They just, of course, announced a $50 billion share buyback and their first ever dividend. Caught me by surprise in all honesty. Microsoft is a stock that just continues to impress, net income growing 33% in this report. Nvidia, you guys already know the story there. It's needless to say, the sector is performing well. We've seen that indicated in the charts. But really, one of the takeaways that I personally had from listening to these earnings reports and essentially getting the overall consensus and vibe of these major tech players is, where does the future of tech lie? And this is essentially a summarization of across the board. Well, there's two real industries, I would say, that were a sticking point pretty much across the board. This was, of course, as you know, AI. And secondarily, something we've talked about very heavily on the channel, semiconductors. We've mentioned it countless times on the channel before, just how personally, in my opinion, how bullish I am on this semiconductor industry in and of itself. We've even seen statistics like this industry has expectations to become a $1 trillion industry over the coming years. It is just an integral part of our life. Of course, AI is very much in that discussion. And that's, to me, when I think about the future of tech, these is really where it lies. Now, I wanted to highlight this investment idea, a fund from our sponsor Harvest that hones in on the industry leaders. It is ticker HTA. Whether you guys are familiar with it or not, I will include a link down below. It is the Harvest Tech Achievers Growth and Income ETF. And how does this fund HTA offer exposure to this sector? And in particular, we can look at something like AI, something that, in my opinion, is the future of tech along with semiconductors. Well, we already mentioned Nvidia. Nvidia being one of the new additions to the Magnificent Seven. Nvidia, of course, is the star of the stock market at the moment. It's been thrusted into the spotlight with their soaring demand for graphic processors in the AI generative space. As anybody that's been following knows, their revenues have soared 126% when compared year over year. Well, Nvidia is one of the actual 20 holdings, which we'll talk about in just a second, in this particular fund. Now, we might as well actually dive straight into that with HTA. This is a fund that is equally weighted to 20 large cap tech stocks, providing exposure to some of the biggest names in the sector. Now, in typical Harvest fashion, as I'm sure our viewers know by now, they essentially then apply covered calls to enhance the portfolio income potential. This fund is currently yielding, at the time of filming, an 8.00% yield. And this, of course, pays monthly distribution for those that do prioritize the more frequent cash flows. Now, to dive a layer deeper under the hood, we can take a look at the holdings breakdown of these 20 companies. What you're going to notice, just based on the sector breakdown of these companies, where they fall, we are seeing a strong emphasis on semiconductors. We are also seeing software littered in here. Looking at the top 10 holdings as of filming this video, we see Nvidia, Meta, Salesforce, Applied Materials, AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, CrowdStrike, Broadcom, Intuit, Micron Technologies, and Microsoft. Again, these are just 10 of 20. What you'll notice here in the weighting is it is an equal weighted split. That is how this fund operates, essentially looking to spread those assets pretty much in an equal weighting across all 20 holdings. In fact, a better way that I personally like to view this, where we can actually see the subsector breakdown in more of, I guess, a visual form. And again, I will link this down below for you guys to look, or feel free to pause the screen. We see about 40% of the fund allocated to the subsector of software. And of course, this would encompass AI. We see 30% roughly in semiconductors and semiconductor equipment, excuse me. We see communication equipment, interactive media services, IT, then the rest kind of trickle down below that 5% mark. But clearly what we see top heavy in this fund, it does lie about 60, 70% in the software and semiconductors section. Here we actually see also the big names, again, in more of a visual form. You're just gonna be seeing some of the biggest leaders in the tech space. Now, very important, that's all exciting about what do we hold. To me, what's actually most exciting about this fund is the performance. How has this fund performed? I'll pop this up on the screen for you guys to look, but since inception, HTA has returned 15.93% at the time of this filming. 1 year return number sitting at 53.81%. And while past performance, as you guys know, is not indicative of future returns, if these tech holdings and these tech stars continue to perform, well, you'd expect a fund like this to be a benefactor. In fact, reading here, just a little statistic on HTA, the fund that we're covering today, HTA has delivered annualized returns of 15% since inception as of January 31st, 2024. Moreover, HTA has delivered distribution growth for 3 consecutive years. It has paid out monthly distributions of 12 cents per unit. That represents a current yield of 8.14% as of February 8th. Again, obviously this does fluctuate depending on the time of writing. In November 2023, HTA won its second consecutive LSEG Lipper Fund Award for the best sector equity fund over 5 years, Class U. In summary, I think HTA gets you great exposure to the tech sector while still making sure that you are diversified in a sense. Again, it's all tech exposure, but you are at least diversified equally amongst 20 of the different holdings, which do technically all do different things. Historical performance has been very, very strong. And in my view, these are some awesome yields. If this is, of course, a priority to you. I always like to say on this channel, guys, you know, do your own research and due diligence, because a fund like this may be perfect for some investors with certain goals and priorities. For another investor, it may not be the case. You need to make that decision for yourself. But if you are looking for a fund that gets you exposure to the tech sector with an emphasis on income or yield, because that's something that you've deemed is a priority and a need for you as an investor, well, check out HTA. I'll include a link down below. Here's the webpage that you're going to be looking for. You'll find all sorts of additional details on pretty much everything else that you need to know when doing your due diligence and research on the fund. I'd like to once again thank Harvest ETFs for sponsoring this video and sponsoring the channel. If you enjoyed this video, guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, and as always, I thank you guys for watching. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next video.